High School Volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Elm Creek digs. Ferguson sets to the outside. Rolled across there by Casey Sutherland. Good dig in the back row that time by the Falcons, and it's passed across. Passing it to Ferguson. Middle attack. Here comes Tori Miner. She's blocked up front once. Now the ball's above the net, and Wilcox Hildreth goes up to put it away.
Overton enters tonight's action unbeaten, and Elm Creek and Wilcox Hildreth try to hand them their first defeat of the season. It's the Falcon Triangler coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Wilcox Hildreth High School with sports director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back, everyone, to Wilcox Hildreth High School, where we are continuing on with this Fort Kearney Conference Triangular on a Thursday night here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, ready for the second of three matches. The two visiting teams here at Wilcox Hildreth will be Elm Creek and Overton. Overton just improved to 6-0 with a 25-15, 25-22 win over the Falcons, and Elm Creek is now 5-4 on the season. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show on Classic Hits. We'll be back with the starting lineups right after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank in Kearney. For Elm Creek, number two is junior Shelby Ferguson. Number eight, sophomore Hannah Robbins. Number one, senior Tori Miller. Number 12, freshman Mackenzie Deo. Number four, senior Casey Sutherland, and number 11, senior Shelby Brown. No libero for Elm Creek, who's coached by Brandy McCarter and Linda Killian. For Overton, number four is Alyssa Bourbon, a junior. Number 14 is a senior, Alex Carlson. Number nine is senior, Madison Beavers. Number five, senior, Diana Arp. Number three, Danny Jewett, junior. And Kinsey Enix is a senior. She is number one. The libero is number 17, junior Addie Fisher. Head coach Haley Ryan. Overton 6-0. Elm Creek is 5-4. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank. We'll be back with the start of our match after this.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's Family Foods in Elm Creek, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
Underway here with our second match, and the first 2 points are on the board for Overton, and now on an error, that's going to make it 3-0 in favor of Overton as they've rattled off 3 quick points here, 2 off the serve of Addie Fisher. Now Elm Creek tries to get into their offense. They'll take it over to the left wing. On the attack is going to be Mackenzie Dale, the freshman, returned quickly by Overton. Set middle, overset, slapped back across there by Madison Beavers, the leading attacker on this team. Couple of quick returns, and it's back on the side of Overton, and they try to roll it into the net, and it's going to be partially blocked back by Dale, and sent across as a free ball. Again, an overpass, and Beavers will knock it down. Not a very clean point that time, but it ends up being Overton's 4th point, and they're out to a 4-0 lead. Serve across by Addie Fisher, and that one is going to be deep and out of bounds. So the first point for Elm Creek will come off the service error. And back to serve it away here for the Buffaloes will be the sophomore Hannah Robbins. She takes a run at it, goes far corner, dug up there by Danny Jewett. Jewett passes it into the net, and a point here for Elm Creek, 4-2. And Robbins trying to make something happen from that service line, get right back into this ball game as the serve is across. Picked back up by Elm Creek. Middle attack here for the Buffaloes, driven down by Tori Miner. The senior will get the first kill here for Elm Creek, and they're right out after it. They're not wasting any time. It is 4-3. 4-3, and Robbins a chance to tie it up here quickly at 4-4. Takes that run at the serve and flies it across. Overton having problems passing the ball here. They just roll it across again with Beavers. Elm Creek sets quickly to the outside, but the swing from the right side is going to be set deep and out of bounds. Attack error will make it 5-3 in favor of Overton. Leading the way for Elm Creek so far this year in kills is Shelby Brown, followed by Tori Miner, as it's on the Overton side, and again, passing is off, and it's slapped into the net, 5-4. So the problems right now, even in the Wilcox-Hildreth match for Overton, has been passing the ball. Beavers can hit it when they get it up to her, and they've got 2 or 3 hitters, but got to do a better job of passing the ball. Service across by Miner, and again, passing a problem here. Free ball set over, but Elm Creek wasn't ready for it. They do return it into the net, and a point here for Overton. So neither team very crisp here in the early stages of the opening set. And back to serve it away, Madison Beavers, an ace serve. First ace serve of this match belongs to the Eagles, and it's now 7-4. Beavers to fire it away again. Madison, right down the middle of the floor, dug out there by Casey Sutherland. Attack from the left wing. Elm Creek drives it down. There's Shelby Brown with her first kill. 7-5, Overton with the lead, and Elm Creek will send Mackenzie Dale, the freshman, back to serve it away here for Coach Brandy McCarter. And the serve goes right down to Enix, who's the only person on the right side. They set it up for Kinsey, and she'll drop it down for the kill. That'll be the first kill for Kinsey. Each team only 2 kills, and 13 points have been scored. You have 1 ace, so a lot of errors, as we were pointing out earlier. Whoever can stop making them is going to make the run here in this set. As Diana Arp serves it across, rolled over there by Shelby Brown, and Brown able to drop it down for the Elm Creek point. Second kill for Shelby, and now Casey Sullen will go back to serve it away. A lot of kids that played the last couple of years for Elm Creek now in their senior years. The serve comes across to Enix. Enix in the middle, tries to go into the far corner, waiting for the call. They're going to say it's out of bounds. Point for Elm Creek. And Sutherland to serve here for the tie. 8-7, Overton opening game. And the serve floats in for an ace. Dropped it right on that 10-foot line, and we are tied at 8. 8-8 on the ace serve for Casey Sutherland. And Sutherland trying to give Elm Creek the lead. Floats that baby into the back middle, picked up by Fisher. The libero set to the outside, and the attack error again by Overton. Four in a row for Elm Creek, and they have taken the lead 9-8. Coach Haley Ryan off the bench with some instructions for her young ladies. And Sutherland fires it across again, this time in the back corner to Madison Beaver. Short set middle. Enix drops it straight down. Good short set, and Enix got right on top of that one for her second kill, and we're tied 9-9 here in game number one. Danny Jewett now to serve it away. Don't forget all of our matches, not only here on the radio, but on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Serve across to Sutherland, set to the right side, dropped over there by Brown, dug out in the back row by Beavers and sent across by Overton. Middle attack, here comes Elm Creek with the kill. Shelby Brown showing why she's the leading hitter on this team. That's her third kill. Side out here for Elm Creek. And back to serve it away is going to be Brown at 10-9, first set. Across to Fisher. To the outside, rolled across by Enix. Here is the set by Shelby Ferguson. Middle attack is going to be sent deep by Miner. And we are tied 10-10. Checking into the ball game here for Overton is going to be Shannon Callahan, the junior, as Kinsey Enix is going to serve it across. Set to the outside. Miner blocked up front by Beavers. Digs her own block and dumped across there by Shelby Ferguson. Good get by Enix. Set for Beavers in the middle and it's driven down. Madison will get her second kill. And that makes it 11-10. Overton regains the lead here. And the serve is going to be deep and out of bounds by Enix. 11-11. And serving it away for Elm Creek will be Shelby Ferguson. Ferguson going to get the ace. Good strong to the back middle. And it's 12-11. Elm Creek picking up a couple of quick points here on serve. And Ferguson gets the lead back for the Buffaloes in the opening set. Trying to put Overton on the ropes here midway through game one. Beavers from the outside. Madison, good cut across. She was set wide and had to really adjust just to get that ball back in play. And Madison with her third kill. So back and forth we go. Overton was up 4-0. And then it was 5-3, 8-5. Then a run by Elm Creek to take the lead. We've been back and forth ever since. Ferguson set to the outside. The attack by Deo down and good. Went right through the back row hands there of the Overton defender. 13-12 Elm Creek. We've already made it through the service rotation once, and that means Hannah Robbins to serve it away for the Lady Buffs. Goes back middle to Jewett, and the attack going to be out of bounds by Overton. Was there a tip? Thought might have been a late tip call there. No, there wasn't. 14-12, Elm Creek has a two-point lead for the first time. Robbins fires it across. Dug up by Jewett to the outside. The attack going to be slapped across by Callahan. Elm Creek with the dig. On the left wing, driving it through the double block is Casey Sutherland for her first kill. And Elm Creek's got something going here. They were down 8-5. Now they're up 15-12. Hannah Robbins looking for three in a row. And the serve. Robbins fires it down the middle. Picked up there and dumped across by the setter, Enix. Returned quickly by Sutherland. Enix was ready for it. To the outside, the attack taken over by Bourbon. And Elm Creek will pick it up. They may have to just set it across, and they do. Trying to go quick is Overton, and driving it through the block is going to be Madison Beavers. Beavers taking care of business in the middle. Her fourth kill, side out for Overton. And it is 15-13. Back to serve it away will be Alex Carlson. Carlson floats a knuckleball down the middle, and then some miscommunication between the setter and the freshman, Deo, and the ball falls to the floor. That will be registered as an ace serve for Alex Carlson. 15-14 Elm Creek, but Carlson serving for the tie. Good short serve, picked up Sutherland. Back set, right side, Miner cuts it across. The dig made by Enix. Good pass. Beavers in the middle will drive it across, and another great dig in the back row by Shelby Brown, and this point stays alive. Overton sets it wide and attacks it wide. Out of bounds, Point Elm Creek. Boy, a couple of great digs. Shelby Brown was all over a big swing from Overton that time and ends up getting the point here for Elm Creek in the senior Torrey Miner now to serve it away. 16-14 first set. The play has picked up. Madison Beavers is blocked up front, but it's dug out and returned. Elm Creek on their side. Great dig out there by Fisher, and then the attack is deep by Elm Creek. So in back-to-back points, we've seen great defense end up one rotation later or one pass later turning into a point for the team. And Beavers back to serve it away. Elm Creek's out of rotation. First time we've seen that tonight, and that makes it 16-16. That goes down as an ace on the serve of Madison Beavers, her second. Now Coach McCarter checking her girls, making sure everybody's in the right spot anytime you get that out of rotation. Don't want it to have it happen twice. Serve across to Sutherland. Casey has to take it across from the back row again. Here is the set by Overton and Jewett. Big swing from the outside is dug out. Robbins, what a great save, and punched across by the freshman Deo. Give credit to Ferguson for that one. And it's back on the Elm Creek side of the net. Outside, Sutherland returns. Back middle, dug out by Beaver. She's stuck back there. Enix from the middle, and she is just wide. Attack air. Point for Elm Creek, 17-16. The Buffaloes regain the lead, and Mackenzie Deo to serve it away. Deo tracks down the volleyball here. Kind of bounced it off her foot. Tracks it down. Now Deo and into the net. I think she, as a freshman, was a little flustered there. The whistle had blown. She dribbled it off her foot, so she hustled over to pick it up. The official blew the whistle again, said everything's okay, but I think Deo was still a little rattled in the service there. 17 all as Overton fires it across with Arp. Picked up in the middle and rolled back across there by Brown. Nearly got it to the floor. Good dig by Beavers, but a free ball back across here to Elm Creek. Ferguson with the set. She'll go to the middle. Confusion as to who's supposed to get it, so Sutherland just punches it across. Outside attack here. Tap back over by the Eagles and Bourbon. Play at the middle of the net, and it's driven down and good by Shelby Brown around the single block. Shelby with her fourth kill. Overton has been able to get a double up, but there in the middle, it was just a single block and made it a lot easier. And it is 18-17, side out Elm Creek. Casey Sutherland to serve it away. Floats this one into the back corner, and the middle attack by Enix. Off the partial block that time of Brown. Elm Creek goes outside, driven over by Robbins, dug out by the Eagles, and Enix is going to drive it through the block for another Overton kill. Third for Enix. Problem is, for Overton, they're not getting the balance that they had earlier. Enix and Beavers are the only two players with a kill. 18-18, and Danny Jewett on the serve. Back set Elm Creek. Somebody's in the net, and it was Elm Creek on the follow-through. So Overton regains the lead here at 19-18. Neither team has called a timeout yet, so we'll get a few of those down the stretch. Serve across by Jewett. Set outside. Here comes a big swing from the left wing. Hannah Robbins dug out. Overpass. Play at the net. It'll be blocked over. Free ball again, and Enix will terminate. First block there by Shelby Ferguson, but it set it up for Enix. And it is a timeout for Elm Creek. 3 points in a row, and Overton has taken a 20-18 lead here in game one. We'll be back in a minute.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth, in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
And out of the timeout, Danny Jewett serves it across, and it's hit into the net by Elm Creek. So a point here to make it 21-18 Overton. Sutherland gets it up to the front. Ferguson dumps it across as the center. Punched right back over, and it's going to work by the center, Alex Carlson. She'll get the kill for Overton. That's five in a row for the Eagles, and it's 22-18. And another timeout needs to be called here by Elm Creek. So back and forth we go, and Overton is on their second run of this set. They lead it 22-18. We'll be right back.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
Out of the timeout, an attack error here by Overton gets the ball back over to Elm Creek, but they trail 22-19 in the first set here of the Wilcox-Hildreth try. Earlier tonight, Overton beat Wilcox-Hildreth 25-15, 25-22. Serving it across, Shelby Brown for Elm Creek. Overpass, and it's hammered down by Kinsey Enix. Her fifth kill, 23-19, Overton by four, and 2 points away from this opening set. Back to serve it away will be Enix. We had been back and forth in the teens, and then a 5-0 run by Overton has given them this cushion at the net. Torrey Miner is blocked by Beavers. Elm Creek runs into each other, and a free ball here should be an easy one, but Overton hit it deep and out of bounds. Elm Creek ran into each other a couple of times, and Overton missed a gimme there, so a break for Elm Creek, and Shelby Ferguson will come back and serve it away here for the Lady Buffaloes. Down 23-20 in the opening set to undefeated Overton. Send this one to the back row to Addie Fisher. Back set right side a little long and a miss hit. Set was a little wide there and Bourbon couldn't quite get to it. 23-21. Overton has both their timeouts remaining. Ferguson to serve. Back to Fisher. There's a good pass set to the outside. Here comes Beavers and she'll drive it down. It'll be game point. Madison Beavers with her fifth kill. She has five. Enix has five, and it's 24-21 in favor of Overton. And summing back into the front row will be Diana Arp to serve it away. Addie Fisher, game point here for the Eagles. And it just got across the net. Trouble here. Ferguson runs it down, but all they can do is set it across. Free ball here for Overton. They will go to the outside and overset it. And we have got an inadvertent whistle, a tip called off of Overton. Ball sailed out of bounds. And I'm going to give credit maybe there to Hannah Robbins for getting a hand on that one. And she's actually going to come back and serve. Game point number two, though, for Overton. Elm Creek needs the next two. Passes off the mark. How about an ace? 24-23. Hannah Robbins has been the leading server, and Overton will call the timeout. So Elm Creek has fought off two game points. They need another one when we come back.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Welcome back. A big thank you to our many fine sponsors. It is game point number three for Overton, but Hannah Robbins serving for Elm Creek to try and tie it at 24. Just got it across. Dig made by Arp. Set in the middle, and Beavers will drive it across. Good dig that time by Ferguson to keep it alive. Rolled back over by Miner. Another chance here for Overton. This time they go to Arp. She'll punch it over. Up made that time by Sutherland. Casey then sends it into the back row. Dig made on the back line by Jewett. Middle tip across, and good enough for Madison Beavers. Beavers able to drop it down for her sixth kill, and Overton hangs on to win game number one, 25-23. We'll come back and give you the numbers right after this break. You're listening to High School Volleyball on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's Family Foods in Elm Creek, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas. This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains. Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
And we get the second set underway here, starting with a kill by Tori Miner of Elm Creek. And we'll give you some stats from the first set in just a moment as you're listening to High School Volleyball on Classic Hits. Service across, and Overton on the attack. They're going to get the kill. Madison Beavers will pick up her seventh here of this match. Again, earlier tonight, the first match, Overton beat Wilcox-Hildreth 25-15 and 25-22. And Overton will serve it away with Addie Fisher. Middle attack, Miner takes it through the block of Beavers and gets her second kill of this game. Elm Creek had 8 kills, no ace blocks, and 3 ace serves in the opening set. Overton had 12 kills, no blocks, and 3 ace serves. 6 kills from Beavers, 5 from Enix. Beavers also had 2 ace serves. Shelby Brown leads Elm Creek with 4 kills, 3 different players with an ace serve. Ball in play, Elm Creek has it on their side. They go to Casey Sutherland, drives it through the double block and gets her second kill. Elm Creek 3 and Overton 1 with Tori Miner doing the serving. Again, there'll be one more match between Wilcox-Hildreth and Elm Creek to finish up the triangular when this one has finished. Fisher, trouble in the back row, just stays right there. Enix runs it down and it's passed across. Free ball here for Elm Creek. Short side set to Sutherland. She is partially blocked up there by Carlson, which saves the point, and Beavers will drop it down and good. Madison Beavers will get her 8th kill. Just got the line. It might have been tipped at the net anyway, and it's 3-2. Elm Creek, Overton to serve it away here with Alex Carlson dropping back to serve it. Takes a little extra time. And fires it across. Picked up by Sutherland. Ferguson has to run it down. Rolled over that time by Brown. Trouble on the receiving end here for the Eagles, and they'll have to pass it across out of the back row with Carlson. Ferguson sets middle for Elm Creek. Blocked up front, Beavers. Madison Beavers with the block on Shelby Brown. They actually had a triple block up at the net that time. And we are tied at 3 here in game number 2. And Carlson now to serve it away. Carlson floats this baby across, stays at the 10-foot line, picked up there by Deo. and has to be passed across. Free ball here for Overton. Set made by Enix. Right side slapped over and deep, but in the net on Elm Creek. Jewett sent it deep, but they'll get a break on the in-the-net call on the Buffaloes. And Overton will take the lead back. First time here in game number two, 4-3. Again, more high school volleyball Tuesday. Aurora at Grand Island Northwest should be a doozy of a duel. Carlson floats it across, picked up by Sutherland, set to the outside. Once again, Brown takes it over, and she'll get the kill. Shelby with her fifth kill. Brown has been doing a good job of kind of just taking it over that initial block and not enough power to get it to the back row, and it's making the front row player make a decision. And kind of a couple of times there, it's bounced off their hands. With the serve, Mackenzie Deo for Elm Creek, 4-4. Enix has to pass it to the net. Beavers will slap it across. Miner with the dig. Ferguson gets it middle. The attack, Brown, and in the net again. This time it's on Overton. So both teams trying to shore up their block, and it's cost them the whistle. 5-4, Elm Creek. Deo to serve, picking up her first point of the match from the service line. Now she'll cut it across to Madison Beavers. Great serve. Back set to the outside. Jewett takes it over, and Jewett finds the floor. Danny with her first kill of the match. Back to serve it now for Overton will be Madison Beavers. 5-5 here in game two. The first set, 25-23, Overton. Middle attack here from Brown, and it's down, but in the net. They call it out, but they call in the net again on Overton. So we've already had three in the net calls in the first 11 points here of this second set. Side out for Elm Creek, and back to serve it away will be Casey Sutherland. Don't forget Chiefs and Eagles Thursday night football, 7:25 kickoff on ESPN. 14-60, 15-50. As Enix takes it off the tape, pops up in the back row, dug out by Tori Miner, and an attack error up front by Elm Creek. We'll send it back over to the Eagles. 6-6. So kind of like the first set, there were a lot of mistakes early, a lot of errors. Here we haven't seen quite as many errors, just in the net. That time we did see an error, and Overton will serve it with Arp. Ferguson sets it up for the outside. It'll be taken over by Robbins. Dig made by Arp, set to the outside and driven down into the net that time by Bourbon. Couldn't get it over the tape, and the attack error will give Elm Creek the ball. 7-6, and to serve it away will be Shelby Brown. Dumps it over. Overpass Enix. Free ball tip down for the kill. Tori Miner, her third of this game already. And Elm Creek now takes a two-point lead at 8-6. And Brown looking for two in a row. Shelby serves this one a little deeper. Picked up by Beavers. Back set Carlson. Right side attack blocked up front. No, they'll say it's in the tape. Four hits. And a point for Elm Creek. Nonetheless, either way, whether it was a block or whether it was an attack error. And Shelby Brown serve it away again. 9-6 Elm Creek. This one deep middle. Picked up that time by the libero in Fisher. Set to the middle Enix. And into the net it goes. And that forces a timeout here by Overton. So Elm Creek has scored four in a row. We're in the second set. Elm Creek 10 and Overton 6. We'll be back in a minute on Classic Hits.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
And out of the timeout, Shelby Brown's going to get an ace serve for Elm Creek, and they're up by 5, 11-6, after Overton took the opening set.
Serve across. Overton back set. They'll go to the right side with Jewett. Nice dig by Ferguson again. Outside, Robbins will loft it over. Picked up by Beavers. Lunging at it is Carlson. A little joust at the net. Falls down on the side of Overton, and they're able to save it for the point. Jewett takes it over for her second kill, and that'll end the 5-0 run by Elm Creek. 11-7, Overton trails, and back to serve it away will be Jewett. Danny floats it across there to Sutherland. Set to the outside. Here's Miner. Dug out back row by Beavers. Middle attack is a tip that just sets on the net. Didn't go over. Enix, 9 times out of 10, that's going to drop over. And for some reason, just the spin brought it back. Point for Elm Creek. First set again went to Overton. Overton's only dropped one set this year. Elm Creek trying to change that here. Right side attack. Enix blocked. Ace block. Tori Miner. 13-7, Elm Creek. In Elm Creek, no slouch. They've got the most matches of all these three teams, 9 of them already. They played some pretty good competition. Those losses have been to rated teams. Service across Ferguson, left side attack, Bourbon. Great dig to keep it off the floor by Robbins. Back to the right side, Carlson, the center, dumps it across. Picked up by Sutherland, and an overpass. Enix dug out in the back row by Brown. Good rally here, dumped over by Miner. One arm up that time by Carlson. Enix on the attack, and this time it is going to be run down by Ferguson, and then two players run together. Boy, such a great rally, and it ends that way. And give the point to Overton, 13-8. Checking in will be Shannon Callahan. And the serve by Enix is across. Picked up by Sutherland to the outside. It'll be swatted over by Deo, but deep. At a point for Overton. 13-9, Elm Creek has to make sure they don't let Overton just get right back in this thing after taking the nice lead. And the serve hit the net and fell over. So Enix on a tip earlier in this set couldn't get it to go over there. That ball just about died on top of the net. And Enix will get the point. 13-10, three in a row Overton. This time it's going to be sailing wide and out of bounds. So the ace negated by the error. Side out for Elm Creek. And back to serve it away will be Hannah Robbins. She had 5 service points in that opening game. Takes a run at it, floats it across for an ace. Ace serve, Hannah Robbins, her second of the match. 15-10, Elm Creek. After they dropped the opening set to Overton, 25-23. The sophomore Robbins squares up again and fires. This one will be picked up by Jewett. Enix sets it right side, standing spike across by Bourbon, and it'll be good. Alyssa Bourbon found the right spot for her first kill of the night. And back to serve it away will be Addie Fisher. Overton 6-0, Elm Creek 5-4. Elm Creek's wins: Elwood, Eustace Farnham, Franklin, Southern Valley, Pleasanton, Maxwell. And on the overpass, it's tipped down by Beavers, but again, great defense, dug out and passed over by Ferguson. Trying to hustle up here is Overton. Beavers blocked. Sutherland up front with Miner, and give the ace block to Casey Sutherland, 16-11. The losses for Elm Creek are to Axtell, Ansley Litchfield, Southern Valley, and Southwest. So that's their 5-4, 16-11 Elm Creek, and Miner to serve it across. Has to be passed over here by Overton. Miner had to run it down. That was pretty good placement there by the Eagles. Rolled over by Sutherland, dug out by Enix. Callahan sets middle. Beavers goes with a tip at Sutherland. Overpass, couple of quick tips, and it comes back over to Overton. They're going to set it up for Beavers. Short set, she'll drive it across and pick up her 9th kill. Side out Overton. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda and our producer-engineer Grant Sparks on this Thursday night at the Wilcox-Hildreth Triangular. The middle match, the two visiting teams, and it's been very competitive. Overton won the first set. Elm Creek leads 16-12 here in the second. Serve across, punched over by Deo. And Enix will put it up there for Jewett. Jewett slaps it into the middle. Dug out that time by Deo to the outside. Sutherland drives it across. Picked up that time by Carlson and set to the left side. Driven over by Arp. Not a very good pickup in the back row, and it has to be passed across by Sutherland. Enix sets middle, and Beavers will drive it down. Number 10 for Madison Beavers. 16-13 as Overton trying to
scratch their way back into this ball game after being down by six at 13-7. And another serve across there by Alex Carlson. Ferguson sets right side. Deo drives it across. There's Enix with the dig. Beavers with the middle attack. Dug out by Miner. Sutherland will keep it alive, and it'll be tapped across by Brown. Stays in the front row. Enix short set. Beavers off the tape and gets it to work. Madison Beavers has it going in that front row. 16-14. Carlson serving again. Chance to cut it to one. Still with plenty of time here in the second set. Drops it over to Miner. Ferguson did a great job to keep it out of the net. And softly taken over by Deo. Here's Jewett for Overton. Off the single block is Sutherland. It'll be set back to Casey. She'll loft it into the middle. And digging it up is Addie Fisher. Middle tip into the back corner. And a lift going to be called. And rightly so on Elm Creek. Beavers, another kill. And Elm Creek may need a timeout here. They'll take it. First set went to Overton 25-23. They have scored 8 of the last 10 points. They were down 13-7. Now they're down 16-15 to Elm Creek here in Game 2. We'll be right back.
Students are heading back to school and the local teams are ready to head back onto the field. Nebraska Land National Bank would like to show our support for the area students as they begin a new year. Stop by today and ask about our student accounts. From savings accounts to absolutely free checking accounts, we have the right fit for you. Visit us online at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
As always, a big thank you to Athletic Director Vic Young and the entire crew here, Dave Marachik, Steve Dennis, all the fine folks with their hospitality here at Wilcox Hildreth. As we come back to action, Overton to serve, and Alex Carlson out of the timeout gets an ace, and that completes the comeback. We're now all knotted up 16-16, and head coach Brandy McCarter now going to bring in Aaron Haberlin as a substitution. Aaron, a junior, will slide into the front row. 5 in a row here by Overton. And we're all knotted up at 16. Overton won the opening set 25-23. They serve it right at Haberlin. She makes the pass, but Ferguson's set is off the mark, and it's 17-16. Overton has their first lead since it was 4-3. And Carlson has been back there for this whole run. Again, Overton's only dropped one set in their first 6 matches, and that was to Axtell. Cuts this serve across to Sutherland. Ferguson sets to the outside. Driven across, but deep that time by Haberlin. And that'll make it 18-16. And now Elm Creek just needs a point. Overton's in danger of running away for this one as they have put up 7 in a row. Carlson had a miss hit that, but Miner ran it down because it was in. Sutherland from the middle taps it across. Picked up there and a free ball above the net. Put away by Sutherland after the overpass from Arp. Sutherland with her third kill. So a great run there by Overton, not only to catch up, but to take the lead. They're up 18-17, and staying in to serve will be Haberlin. And the lefty, Aaron, good strong serve down the middle, picked up by Beavers. Enix sets it back to Madison. She'll take it off the block, dug out by Miner, but it's in the net. Ferguson dug it out, and it's set across. Free ball here for Overton. Set right side, Jewett, and the floor is wide open for Danny, and she will get the kill. Danny Jewett with her third kill in this set. 19-17, Overton trying to get out of here and go 2-0 tonight. And Brandy McCarter decides she's going to use her second timeout right here. 25-23, Overton of the first set. They now lead 19-17 over Elm Creek in game 2, and we're back in a minute.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
out of the timeout, an overpass on the serve by Elm Creek, and a free ball kill for Kinsey Enix makes it 20-17. Madison Beavers to serve again, but this one is short and goes into the net. That will be the second service error of the game on Overton. And back to serve it away for Elm Creek will be Casey Sutherland, down 20-18. Overton won the first set. Set slide to Jewett. Jewett drives it across. Elm Creek runs it down with Ferguson. Has to slide it across there. Shelby Brown has been very quiet here in this set. Middle attack. Enix down and good. Good quick set. That seems to be what Overton likes to do. They haven't been able to get that pass to the center often enough to let them go quick. But when they do, they have been very efficient. It's 21-18 Overton. And back to serve, Diana Arp. Elm Creek had the five-point lead, and all that momentum is gone. And an attack error makes it 22-18. Volleyball, such a game of momentum, maybe more so than anything else. Deo back in for Elm Creek. No matter what happens here, Elm Creek comes back to play Wilcox Hildreth in our next game. Diana Arp now to serve it away, 22-18. Elm Creek has used their timeout, set to the outside. Here's Robbins, takes it through the block, but Beavers with the dig, short set. There's Enix, dumps it across again. Going with the quick, and Enix with eight kills, second on the team to Beavers, who had 12, a bunch of them in that run that got them the lead. And what a run it's been. A 12-2 run right now for Overton. And 2 points away from the big comeback and winning the match in straight sets. Serve across to Miner. Can Elm Creek get it going? Here's Sutherland, drops it across. The dig made by Carlson. Set middle, punched across by Enix. One-arm save, Robbins, but that's not good enough. And Enix with her ninth kill, and it is match point for Overton. Whenever we are done, it's the Bisco Sports postgame show with the final stats. And we'll try and get a word with Coach Haley Ryan after the match as well. And match point. Here's the serve by Arp. Picked up in the back row, Sutherland, dumped across there by Ferguson. Here's a chance in the middle for Enix. She tips it over. Robbins is there. Ferguson back set, and it has to be passed across because it was a back row player. Eagles at the net, miss hit, and in the net it goes. Elm Creek stays alive, but still must get five in a row here. Five more match points for Overton if they need it. And it'll be Shelby Brown to serve, 24-19 Overton. Brown serve, cuts it over here to Madison Beavers. Carlson with the set. Jewett on the right side, hit it into her own net. Well, they're going to credit a block up front. Give credit for the block to Miner and Robbins. So Elm Creek will get another point. Shelby Brown to serve again. Match point number three for Overton. Brown serve down the middle to Fisher. Set to the outside. The attack driven across deep that time by Bourbon. Point. Elm Creek. They were hoping for a tip on the Overton side. Didn't get the call. Match point number four, 24-21. Brown gets it across front row, 10-foot line. Brown dumped across there by the center. Ferguson sets middle. Here's Miner on the attack, down and good. Overton tightened up a little bit on that point, and Coach Ryan sees it, so she calls the timeout. 24-22. Match point number five when we come back.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
Match point number five for Overton, but they had to call timeout. Shelby Brown serves it at Enix again. Overpass. Miner didn't get much of it, though, and it's dug out. Right side, Jewett tips it across. Here's Ferguson. Set in the middle. Miner again. Through the double block. Down and good. And it's now 24-23. Match point number six. Elm Creek made a real late run and didn't get there. 25-23, game one. They needed six in a row. They've got five. Match point number six. Shelby Brown serve, hits it over to Beavers on the left side, pass to Carlson, set Enix, drives it down and good. So Overton tantalizes and teases Elm Creek a little bit, but when it comes down to it, they're able to fight it off after five match points were fought off, not the sixth, and Overton is able to sweep Elm Creek 25-23. and 25-23. They're now 7-0 on the season. Elm Creek will drop to 5-5 and take on the Wilcox Hildreth Falcons in just a few moments, about 20 minutes from now, 25 minutes from now. We'll be back with the numbers, Coach Haley Ryan, and all that on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back to Wilcox Hildreth. They've got Parents Night going on here before our final match between Elm Creek and Wilcox Hildreth. We want to thank all the fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you tonight's Fort Kearney Conference Triangular. And this is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports taking care of all the area athletes and schools for decades and will continue to do so from their storefront location in Ord. See them before the games begin. A great selection to choose from. And you'll get your game on when you visit Misco's. Better equipped for the games you play. 25-23 and 25-23. Let's take a look at the numbers from that second set. First of all, for Elm Creek, Torrey Miner led the way. A service point, two ace blocks, and six kills. Shelby Ferguson had a service point. Casey Sutherland had an ace block and two kills. Hannah Robbins had an ace serve. Shelby Brown, seven service points. One was an ace, one kill. And Mackenzie Deo had a service point. Nine kills, three ace blocks, and two ace serves for Elm Creek. For Overton, I had Kinsey Enix with two service points. One was an ace, four kills. Danny Jewett, three kills. Alyssa Bourbon had a kill. Diana Arp, three service points. Madison Beavers had a service point, an ace block, and six kills in that game. And Alex Carlson did the job at the service line with eight service points. One of those was an ace. 14 kills, one ace block, and two ace serves. Overton wins the second set just like the first. 25-23. We'll be back and talk with head coach Haley Ryan right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Doug Duda joined by the head coach of the Overton Lady Eagles, Haley Ryan. Their team now 7-0 after winning the first match tonight over Wilcox Hildreth, 25-15, 25-22, and then identical 25-23 scores here in the second set. And Coach, the girls didn't give up on the other side of the net. You guys were in good position late in both sets, but didn't work out there so much at the very end. But doesn't matter. You found a way to win. So has that been the story of the season, or was that something new tonight?
Well, I'll tell you what. The last, you know, we have some of these girls that have been starting on the volleyball court for 4 years, and they have the experience of coming in and playing some close games, maybe their freshman and sophomore years. You know, we were had closer games and lost a few more, but it seems like they're really coming together their junior and senior year and just – finding the way to find the holes in the blocks, get the key blocks when they need to, and really play some good defense just to pick up those close games and get those wins.
It appeared to me that
the trouble tonight seemed to be maybe passing the ball when the setter got the ball. A lot of short sets, and boy, whether Kinsey was setting or hitting, and of course Madison, if she gets a good set, it's almost down every time. Was that the way you saw it tonight?
Yeah, we've run our back row setter, so they have, you know, our passers have to keep the ball off the hair, off the net just a hair, just in order to be able to get it, because our setters can't really take the ball over the net when they're back row, so we only have, you know, a couple rotations where we run into that. But no, overall, the girls have just been coming together. Their defense is picking up. Kinsey Enix has had to make that transition from setter to hitter, and I'll tell you what, she has done a tremendous job. She's led the team in kills today, and another one is Madison Beavers, just a powerhouse. They're so quick and athletic at the net that they find the holes and they can get in there quick and just keep the block on their toes and guessing. They have a hard time staying with them.
7-0 right now. Obviously, when you replace a big-time senior from last year, and you're talking about Kinsey moving over to that hitter position, and with Grace gone, how have the girls kind of filled into their roles? I mean, 7-0, great. Yeah. You haven't played a top five team or anything yes. like that, so you kind of got a chance to ease them into the season. Are they doing what you want?
Well, you know what? We have a court full of seniors this year, and I'll tell you what, and we still have some underclassmen that are getting some playing time and definitely showing that they are, you know, they're ready to play with these girls. But I'll tell you what, just to have a libero like Addie Fisher, she has done a great job. And, you know, she's, you know, injured with her arm, so she's unable to play front row. But I'll tell you what, she's doing a very good job. This week, Abby Miller got injured, and we played with her all summer long. She's been a starter for, you know, 2 or 3 years now. So it seems like she's a big part of our team. She was leading us in digs and third in the team in kills. And, you know, I think that it's going to make us a better team to be able to overcome some of these obstacles throughout the season. So I was just proud of the way that the girls came out, worked together. They didn't get down. They stayed on top of their game and really did show the senior leadership and just the leadership on the court.
Early in the season, kind of just looking at the records in the conference, obviously you guys have established yourself at the top with that win over Axtell. It looked like maybe these were the two teams that were going to try and maybe challenge the top two. They're the middle teams. Has to be satisfying to come in and take care of business tonight.
Yeah, Axtell, Elm Creek, they're always scrappy. They're always quick to the ball. They're quick at the net to the ball. So you just have to be on your toes all the time. I don't think you can, you know, at this point, I don't think you can take a game off and, you know, expect any wins because everybody's going to come out ready to get their first, take your first loss, you know.
Yeah, they want to give
yeah,
it to
they
you.
Wanna, yeah, they definitely want to get a win. So just couldn't be prouder just with the way that, you know, and this is where we kind of wanted to sit going into the FKC is we knew that, you know, in order for us to, you know, I mean, in order to get a really good seed is to get that first seed so then second and third get to play each other. So then you're just in a better position when you go in altogether.
Up next Tuesday, you go over to Loomis. What's the competition look like there?
You know what, Bertrand's always tough. Loomis has a good team. Bertrand is always one that they definitely challenge us in that small little gym over there. You know, it seems like we're always challenged every year, but I definitely like to see us get a win against Bertrand and play tough. You know, one thing that I've been proud of is, you know, sometimes sometimes you kind of let up or if it's not a real tough game, you know, you just play to the level just good enough. But I'll tell you what, this team has been, they've had some, their scores show it because they're getting some, you know, 25-9, 25-8. You know, they're getting some big wins, and they have high goals. So their goals are, you know, last year was keeping them under 18, but they're setting some higher goals, keeping them under 8, you know. I mean, just some things like that it's just impressive to see the girls stepping up and talking about the game like they are. So very proud of them.
All right, 7-0, and Haley, hopefully we'll see you again a little bit later down the road. Good luck at Loomis next week.
All right, thank you very much.
That's Overton coach Haley Ryan, and we'll be back to wrap it up with our third match. Stay with us back after this timeout.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
All right, we're back on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Here's a look at the cumulative stats from our two sets, and we will start with Elm Creek. Tori Miner did most of her damage in the second set. She had a service point, two ace blocks, seven kills. Shelby Ferguson, three service points, one was an ace. Casey Sutherland, three service points, one was an ace block, and three kills. Hannah Robbins, six service points, two of them were aces, one kill. Shelby Brown, seven service points, one was an ace, five kills, and Mackenzie Deo, a service point and a kill. 17 kills, three ace blocks, five ace serves. Elm Creek now 5-5, and they'll play here in about 20 minutes against Wilcox Hildreth. For Overton, Kinsey Enix, three service points, one was an ace, she had nine kills. Danny Jewett, four service points, three kills. Alyssa Bourbon had a kill. Diana Arp with three service points. Madison Beavers, three service points, two of them aces. She had an ace block and a match-high 12 kills. Addie Fisher, three service points. And Alex Carlson led the way at the service line with 9 points, including that key run there in the second set when they went from 16-11 down to 18-16 in the lead. Got six in a row there. She had a couple of aces and one kill. 26 kills, one ace block, and five ace serves. Overton improves to 7-0 with a 25-23 win over Elm Creek. They win the first match tonight over Wilcox Hildreth, 25-15 and 25-22. Up next, they head to Loomis on Tuesday, and then they'll be home next Thursday for Amherst and Elwood rolling in for the Overton Triangular.